Most often when we hear about a hazing incident, it's in the context of something that's happened on a college campus, a fraternity rush gone wrong, an initiation rite for a sports team, but not always. Such was the case this week in Texas. Five members of the Ellis County Volunteer Fire Department have been charged with aggravated sexual assault. The incident allegedly occurred back in January as part of a hazing ritual for new recruits. According to the arrest warrant affidavit, the men held a male recruit down and sexually assaulted him with a broomstick and then a sausage. Another person, who's also been arrested, filmed the incident. The video captured the cheers and laughter of fellow firefighters. Joining us now is Hank Neuer. He's a journalism professor at Franklin College and a leading expert on hazing. Hank, a bizarre story here, but the fact that it happened at all got us wondering if this might be a more widespread issue.
Well, the first one that I wrote about was way back in 1990 for my book Broken Pledges, and it was a Coast Guard hazing involving a sausage also. That one, the young man, Joe Branson, was so traumatized when I interviewed him. He was talking about the difficulty of keeping his marriage going. His wife was in the room when I did the interview. He had to have psychological help as a result of it, so he was very shaken. So this goes back at least to 1990.
Do we see it in certain fields, perhaps jobs that come with a great deal of risk or stress or require a kind of, there's a sense that there's a need for a sort of bonding?
The need for bonding, the idea with the firemen is that you have somebody who's going to, you know, watch your back, somebody that you'd feel comfortable going into a foxhole with, in effect. And so this is all about loyalty and trust, but it's more than that. Being a fireman is a high-status job. You know, you must be in shape. You're respected by the community. And these are volunteers that the community very much depends on for the safety of people in that community. So there's status and power there as well. And this was definitely a power play. The problem with this kind of hazing is that with the victim, he becomes a pariah if he says something. And it isn't about bonding at all in this case. It's really a form of terrible bullying. And it must have been really shameful to have a woman in the room photographing while this ordeal was taking place.
Apparently, hazing laws in Texas almost exclusively deal with incidents that occur in the context of school. Do these laws need to be reconsidered, do you think?
The laws need to be reconsidered across the country. The same thing happened in a different context in South Carolina, and the law did not apply to high school students. And in a case near Hilton Head, there was a student who was raped, sodomized, and the sheriff would not press charges because the law did not cover it. I've been trying to say this all along because we've had, for example, professional football players doing hazing, that incident that happened with the Miami Dolphins. It really needs to, in terms of the Constitution, we need to have laws that go after policemen if they haze, that go after firemen, that go after military people as well.
Hank Neuer is a journalism professor at Franklin College and a member of hazingprevention.org. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.